Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's Yaz. How you doing tonight? And tonight I'm going to talk about a topic that came to mind. I was talking to a good friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine, and she said, you know, she hasn't been out on a date in 2.5 years. And this guy that she dated 2.5 years ago wanted to get together with her. And she's like, I don't know what to do. So the topic tonight is going to be, should you get back with your ex? Or should you get back with somebody that you've dated before in the past? And my answer to that, 9 times out of 10 times, is absolutely, positively no. Okay? Because this is the thing, you guys. Your ex is your ex for a reason. Now, I know we all get lonely, especially if you're living the single life. You know, everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants companionship. You go to work, you come home, it's lonely. Or if you have kids, you're doing everything for your kids and you're tired and you just want somebody that's there for that companionship. Sure, we all want that, but we don't want to be in a situation that's worse than being single. There are things worse than being single, you guys. Sometimes you're better off single than with somebody that's going to bring you down. So when you think that, oh, should I go back with my ex? I want you to think about all the reasons you broke up. I want you to write down on a piece of paper all the reasons you broke up, all the things you didn't like when you were in the relationship. I don't want you to think with your heart and think about all the romantic things or listen to any romantic music or go to places you used to be together with that person. You have to block that out because your heart will get you in trouble. You have to think with your head because your head is what's going to keep you happy down the road. Because here's what's going to happen. Your ex might be coming to you and saying to you, oh, I really miss you. Oh, I really want to get back with you. Do you remember the time we did this? Do you remember the time we did that? They all come back with the, I miss you, baby, and you're so wonderful. And you broke up for a lot of different reasons. Maybe he cheated on you or she cheated on you. Or maybe you broke up because you were fighting a lot. Or maybe you broke up over money. There's a lot of different reasons you could break up, okay? But the thing is this, you have to think about why you broke up. Now, they're going to come back, and when they come back, they're always nice. You're going to see the best of them. They're going to come back. They're going to try to really, you know, smooth it over with you, lay on the sugar and be like, oh, you're so wonderful. I didn't realize what I had and everything like that. But the thing you have to keep in mind is that wonderful person that's coming back is not going to last. Okay. And after a certain amount of time, it could be a few days, it could be a few weeks, it could be a few months, that person is going to go back to the person they were when you were in that relationship with them. That's the real person, not the person that's coming back and saying, I really miss you, I value you, and everything like that. Because I'll be honest with you, it rarely, rarely ever works. It's like one in a mega million, okay? That you could say, okay, this person came back and they changed and, you know, they want to try to make it work and everything like that. If you were in a relationship with this person and you were in a relationship for a while with this person and you know that person inside out, you have to think about everything with that person, all right? You have to think about what really drove you to break up. And then you have to ask yourself, could I live like that again? Because that's the way you're going to be living again. Whatever you were arguing over, you'll be arguing over it again. Because basically, very few people change. The person that you were with, that's their basic character of who they are. So even when they're coming back to you and they're being really nice, and I know it's hard to walk away, okay? Especially when you're lonely and let's say you've been dating other people and you don't like the other people that you're dating, or you're just having a lot of bad luck in the love department or relationships or the dating area, and you're looking back at your ex and you're saying, maybe I should give him another chance. You know, look at what I'm dealing with out here. It's a jungle in this dating world. You know, nobody's serious and everything like that. You got to think about why you broke up with that person, okay? And it depends on, you know, the severity of the reasons you broke up. If it was over cheating, I'm going to tell you 9 times out of 10, if they cheated on you, they will cheat on you again down the road. So you better prepare yourself for that. Very, very rarely will it not happen. You could almost bet it's going to happen again, okay? If you fought over other things, it's going to happen again, okay? That you're going to fight over it. Maybe you're fighting over family. Maybe you're fighting over his family, or he's fighting over your family. All these kind of issues are going to come back again. So don't think of the romantic side. I want you to push that romantic thinking out of your mind, okay? Because that's not real life. You got to think about real life and living with that person day in and day out. You have to think, does the good outweigh the bad? And what can you live with and what can't you live with? And you have to look at that person through a microscope and you have to say to yourself, what is the basic character of this person? Is this a good person? Is this somebody that I could depend on? Is this somebody that has a good work ethic, goes to work? Or is this somebody that maybe can't hold a job and always has money problems and it's going to be a headache again? Or somebody who's always flirtatious with a million different women? Well, guess what? He may be nice to you now, but he'll be doing it again down the road, okay? Like, for instance, you know, I was just a podcast on 90 Day Fiancé.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With Darcy, I don't know if you guys watch it, but she's with this guy who's basically a player, this guy Tom. And now she's dating him, and now she goes to a place and he starts flirting with all the women. Well, his sister told her, he's a bachelor. You are never going to tie this guy down. So she was warned and she's thinking, they're getting closer and everything. They go out and what does he do? He starts flirting with other women because that's his basic character. That's his basic character. So you got to look at the person's basic character. You got to look at who you're with, their track record. I say it time and time again. Look at somebody's track record. If they, the type of guy that's been with a million women and everything like that, they're going to be with a million women probably down the road too, because that's what they like. Okay. You get a lot of these guys that say to you, oh, well, I'm older now. So, you know, I'm looking for something serious and I'm looking for a relationship and everything. First of all, age has nothing to do with it, you guys. Okay. There's plenty of older men that are still out there playing around. So don't think because somebody gives you the line, well, I'm older now, you know, I did my share of playing around, you know, back in the day and everything like that. Well, there may be a few men that, you know, settle down and aren't out running around with different women or women doing that, vice versa. But you know what? Most of the time, they're still going to do that because that's their basic character. So when we get back to the topic on hand about should you go with your ex, I'm going to say don't do it unless it wasn't really a bad reason that you broke up. If it was over something really stupid and trivial, you know, it really depends on the issue that you broke up. You got to take a good look at why you broke up. If it's something serious, like infidelity or something major, you know, money or somebody's not getting along with your kid or something like that, you better keep walking. Don't go back. Don't go back. You're going to go through your stage of being single and you know what? You're going to bide your time. You're going to get into other things that make you happy. Because although we all want somebody to love us and we want to feel that comfort, everybody, every human being wants to feel loved. It's just our nature. We want to feel loved, you know? You're going to have to go through that period as long as it is and try to find happiness in other things till you find somebody that you could have a relationship with that'll make you happy down the road. So in the meantime, don't look back on your ex and say, should I take my ex back? Don't look back. You know that saying, don't look back. You're not going that way. I want you to look forward. I want you to focus on where you want to go in your life. I want you to think about what goals you have, whether it's with your work or a hobby. Join a group. Start reading, listening to music. Get together with family. Keep yourself busy. Get into something in the meantime. And when you do those things, you don't know who's going to come around. When you're not looking, somebody may pop up and you may click. You can meet them in a group or you could just meet them out doing something. Focus on yourself. Focus on making yourself happy in other ways. Whether it's with your children, doing things with your children, doing things with your family, or whatever it could be. And just let the world turn. Don't look back. Move forward. You know, there's a saying, you know, is it harder to let go or is it harder to start over? I personally think it's harder to start over. That's why everybody falls back. Because starting over, it's like, oh, I got to meet new people and I got to go through the basic. Oh, what do you like to do? What's your favorite color? What do you do for fun? We all hate going through that. You know, the basic, you know, it, how do you call it? The interview process of, is this person right for me? But you know what? It's better than wasting your time with the wrong person. I've done it so many times. I've wasted my time with the wrong person. So you don't want to fall back into going with your ex, start seeing them again. Maybe things will be great for a couple months and everything like that. And then something's going to happen. And then you can know what's going to happen. You're going to end up breaking up again. Some people have this pattern where they get together, they break up. They get together, they break up. And it continues for a while, could continue for a couple years till finally one person says, I've had it, and they move on. Or the other person or one of them may find somebody else they're more interested in and finally makes that break. And then you look back on the relationship and you say to yourself, oh my God, I wasted so much time. I should have walked away from the get-go. You know what I mean? You should have walked away from the get-go. There's certain flags that God gives you that you have to pick up on, all right? So when you see those flags, you better listen to them because down the road, it's going to affect you. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to end up wasting your time with the wrong person when you could have been with the right person. So I hope that helps you guys. Keep listening. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. If you like my podcast, I appreciate you guys following me. And I'll talk to you soon. I hope it helps. Have a great night, you guys.